Hey, everyone, it is Janae with the Let's Get Loud podcast. Today we are talking weight loss.
Oh yeah, we are talking. We are digging in deep. We are going to break down what everyone is saying about they're starting their 12-week shred for summer. That's what happens in April.
Yuck.
April, May, June. That's what happens. You wait, you watch with it. They're like the people, they're coming out with their 12-week shreds.
Shred of miserableness.
I'll never forget when you're like, the only thing we're shredding at your weight loss is cheese. That's
Cheese
good.
and chicken,
Cheese and
shredded
chicken.
chicken. Oh, bad. I just and in my I think what blows my mind is not even the people selling. I understand why they're selling it. What blows my mind is people that are interested in this. I think it's the buyer. I'm more disappointed in the buyer than the seller at this point.
Actually, same, because the seller is actually, they're not tricking you. They're selling you exactly what,
They're
like,
be doing.
they're being pr really honest.
Yeah, no one's lying. It's just,
Most,
I'm disappointed in you as you're
yeah.
listening to this. I am disappointed. No,
Yeah.
but do your thing. But at the same time, I'm like, don't tell me you didn't know. Don't tell me I didn't warn you, because what are you doing? Why is this appealing? And the most annoying part or the weirdest part is I'm gonna do this and I'm excited, but I'm dreading it because it's gonna be so hard. And I'm like, what? Why do we keep doing this? Why? When is
It's
this
the whole
like
like
over?
trading, difficult, challenging, hard for weight loss. Like it's like that trade. It's like when we go somewhere and we spend money on something, we just think, oh, this is a resource I need to give to get this.
Yes.
And I think that people have just been trained because of the diet industry that that's just what they think they need to trade for weight loss.
That's really all.
Difficulty.
Yeah. Difficulty and even time, energy.
Time, energy, like, giving up your entire life.
Yeah, deprivation definitely. I was talking to that friend that I mentioned a few podcasts ago that she like was like, "Oh my God, like I'm ready. I feel like I need to reconnect." And we talked about the importance of connecting every day, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And she's like mind blown by how she's hilarious. She sends me an audio every day and I love
Okay.
about it. Sometimes they're 4 minutes long and it's like my love language, like especially coming from her, like because I just like love her so much. And she's like, I'm still mind blown by how simple this is. And I'm like, calorie deficit is so simple, it fucking hurts. And she's like, how have I not, like, did I need to talk to you for you to like remind me of how like simple this could be? And she's like, how have I not like tried this concept? Like, she's like, I knew about calorie deficit this whole time, like for years. But she said, what had been holding me back is like, that's gonna be hard. You know, that's gonna be like, I'm gonna feel this way. It's gonna be so difficult. I'm not ready for the difficult. And she's like, because I ultimately, I don't know if it's because I'm like, listen, and she's listening to like your lives every day. And she's like listening to all of the videos, okay, every single day. And she says, it's just like, it just puts like common sense in my brain. And I'm like, oh, I can eat that and I can eat it again tomorrow. Like, she's really trying to unlearn all the shit she's believed for so long. And when you unlearn it, then it's almost like an easy journey awaits.
So it's almost like she's trying to do it different this time.
Oh, she's intentional about it as well. Like, and the fact that she's like sharing her language in her audios, and she allows me to like almost like be her coach and be like, well, you just said this, and we're just gonna like, I just wanna, talk quickly about that. And I like send her audios and kind of not attack her language, but as she's talking, I'm like, okay, need to talk about that. Need to talk about how she said that. You know, she's like, oh, it's Saturday, and I really want to like have a treat. And I was like, oh no, it's Saturday. You're actually gonna go eat at the restaurant because that's what you do every Saturday with your. So like, it doesn't have to like be called anything. Just you go there, and that's what you typically eat there, and that's what you love there. And I said, it's actually more important for you to eat that pasta than and not feel deprived. Than it is not to eat it and feel like now we're on a weight loss thing. Like, that's even more important. So I said, tonight you better eat that pasta, because she was so excited for it and whatever. I said, but promise me something. Once you're full, you just stop and you bring it and you eat it for breakfast the next morning. Like, that is also a thing. And I'm like, because that's all we're focusing on is her listening to her body. That's it. That's all she needs to focus on. I said, I won't care what you eat. I don't care. And she's like, oh my God, I can't believe that. Like, that could have been that simple, you know? So she's really happy, which makes
Oh,
me
that makes me so happy.
yeah, same. She's like, I don't know how long this is gonna last. I'm like, there's no like long.
You
Like,
know,
this
you're
is
like,
not, I said to her, this is not like a, like, you can always just listen to your body. Like, and it doesn't matter what day of the week it is. It doesn't matter if you're, and you know, she was going to Florida and she's like, I haven't made my Florida plan. I'm like, it's the same damn plan as in Riverview. You listen to your body and you eat whatever you want. A chocolate. I'm like, and that is going to be enough. And I'm like, oh my God, you're going to get to walk. And like, because she walks a lot in the winter. And I was like, you're going to get to like go for walks. And she's like, oh my God. Like, she was like trying to plan different. I'm like, no, the approach is the same. The focus is the same. And
I
she's
mean,
like,
that's the beauty of your weight loss is the tools that we give our members are ones that can go everywhere with you and that work when you're tired, when you're busy, when you're moving, when you're on vacation, you know, whereas the diets just don't.
but here's the thing, you know how we talked about how your weight loss, what is the unique benefit of your weight loss? Remember we talked about that yesterday, and I did meet with our person after we spoke, and I said to her, I said, everything that we know differentiates us, other programs claim the same. And that's what's hard. Like, tons of programs be like, just like follow your meal plan while you're on vacation, it's gonna be okay. Like, we're actually going to help you long term. However, a lot of weight loss programs do claim that their program is sustainable, is easy, is whatever. So it was actually really hard for us to find what is the differentiator that we know no one else claims. And you know what we came up with?
What?
Fun. Fun, not boring, not like exciting, engaging. No one else claims that. You know, it's not going to be engaging at Weight Watchers. People are going to be old and boring. Like, you know, and I'm like, and also like relatable is also one of our strengths for sure. Also real-time conversations. I'm sorry, but what other program where the coach is in her office on that day and is a normal person with kids and a job and tells you, shares her what's happening in her life? Like, we talked about Noom. We talked about like Noom does claim, you know, that it's done their way and it's psychological. But our consultant has done Noom, and she's like, the coachings are like doctors. Like, it's, she says, it's not engaging. It's just psychological, they explain, but it doesn't really transform your life. It really doesn't, like, it doesn't engage you. And engaging and fun and BFF style is what is unique about us.
BFF style. I like that.
Like, where we're honest, but your friend.
Yeah.
Like, we are tough love, but we know when you need tough love and when we need to back up.
Yeah.
What I mean, like, it's like we know when we need to let you go and figure
Yeah.
shit out, but we also know when we're like, no, you're gonna do this. You know, it's like that's really our unique approach that there is no other program like us that is a psychological approach, that it's your way, that we say it is very sustainable. Like, it is the only program I truly believe is forever because it's yours. But Weight Watchers would say the same thing. They would say it's the, you know, the long-term whatever. And it's like, but no, someone's not going to count their points their whole life.
No.
No, they are not going to do that, you know? So yeah, that's the kind of like where the conversation went. It's like, it's not
Hey.
boring. It's definitely not boring at your weight loss. That's for
It's
sure.
not boring.
Not boring.
No.
Freaking
I was
fun.
actually sharing that today on social. I was just saying, like, you know, what kind of holds, you know, sets us apart a little bit also is that we've been on our own journeys. We're on our own journeys. It never ends. We're just at maybe different parts of our journey. And I just think that real time, like you said, experience is very unique.
And also like makes our coaching so much better. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
It
of
just, it
course.
makes it so like when I was coaching this friend just in audios, she was like, oh my God, like just the fact that you can answer me and like it's like you can tell it's not like this, like according to my studies, like
Yeah.
it's like I know exactly what she's talking about because I've lived it. And I'm like,
Yeah.
watch for that language. Remember, we're
Yeah.
doing this for this reason. And
Yeah.
so because we've healed and worked on our own shit, our coaching is not the same as
Yeah.
any other place, but everyone would claim that. That's the difference, right? So it's like, what can we claim that is ours? And we are freaking fun and
We
funny
are fun.
and engaging. That is
Yeah.
something that is unique to us. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of engaging, I actually just gave the world's best live
I know, I saw that.
to our community group.
Tell us.
It was about how to start your weight loss journey to make this time that time. And I feel like probably a lot of people are like, I mean, this comes out on Monday. Everyone's dieting. Oh, Monday, April 1st.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Now
sexy.
we're like thinking it's either you came back from a trip or you're going on a trip, no, like because people travel, or none of those above.
Or
But
no
like
trip.
summer's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Summer's
you're like shit.
yeah.
You're like shit. It's like last summer finished. You're like never again. Never gonna live my summer. But then you like have so much time, and then April comes. You're like shit.
You know what else could be a good reflection for everyone right now?
What?
How's that January feeling going?
Mm.
Right? Like it's like how you felt and maybe the motivation you were feeling or the commitment you were feeling, where are we in regards to that on April 1st? Like honestly, in my life, I'm the exact same person as I was January 1st. Right? Like the focus is the same because January 1st wasn't special, just like April 1st wasn't special. That's when you know you've made it.
And like part of our program that's coming up, the 12-week program, and I know we just talked shit about 12-week shreds, but we're doing a different type of 12-week thing over here. 12 weeks of fun. But you know, it's all about like using that momentum, like that there's no magic in January 1st. But there is magic in momentum that comes from, like, what do you do on January 1st? You reflect, you dream, you have vision. Like, that's the magic. That's where that vibe comes from. It's not the date. And
It's
so, why can't
desire. There's
it's the
desire.
desire? So, why
Yep.
can't we create that on April 1st?
Yeah.
Just the same as we did on January 1st.
Yeah, and why can't we create and stay connected to that on a Saturday? Like, I think it's important to realize how we've been damaged. We've said this so many times, but we've been so damaged by the diet industry and culture that we don't even realize how our brain works differently in regards to how we move our bodies or eat on the weekend, just because it's the weekend, even without even trying to lose weight or gain weight. It's just like how we've connected with ourselves and how we like our lifestyles almost and how we like show up. And so that's why I'm really trying to drill in people like it doesn't matter what day of the week it is, like the focus is always the same. Doesn't matter if it's the January 1st or April 1st. So being able to build that relationship with how you show up is like magic. That's
Magic.
yeah, it's long lasting. That's the long lasting game.
Okay, so you want to hear my top five things?
Go.
Okay, so how to start your weight loss journey, how to make this time the time. Number one, take your time.
In what way? Go into detail.
So many ways. Stop putting a timeline on it. Like, I'm going to lose, if you have already said to yourself, I'm going to lose X amount of weight before summer, you are setting a timeline, you guys.
I
Okay.
don't like that.
No, and like when you are not taking your time, like, okay, what do I do today? Like, you expect, like, you day one is like, I'm eating cottage cheese and I lost 2 pounds before Tuesday. Like, you're on that, like, you want to like start running immediately. We're not, you want to start sprinting immediately. Like,
Yeah.
let's just take a couple of steps. Take your time. Number two, do not expect to be perfect.
Yeah. Or to like always like feel like in it and motivated like you are day one. That's it's not part of the expectation. So when you can just be like meh on January 1st, like April 1st, that's great. You actually made it.
It just, when we expect perfection, you're setting yourself up for failure.
It doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. It's not necessary.
Yeah, and success is
And
also not like it's a perspective. It's not even a thing. It's not even like it doesn't like there's no list that is perfection. It's a your perspective of what you did is success. Okay?
okay. Number three is to focus on habit and lifestyle changes
Okay.
that align with your values and your resources.
Okay.
So, like, that's a lot to unpack, because often you hear people say it's habit change, it's lifestyle change, blah, blah, blah. But where people get lost is sometimes they just try to make the lifestyle change that they think they should to fit societal norms, or that they should to lose weight. And the piece that they're missing is you need to create the habit and lifestyle changes that are authentic to you.
That's the your way piece, you guys.
That's the your way piece. And on top of that, you need to consider your current resources, time, money, and mental energy. So when you're building this way and creating your plan and deciding, like, you could be like, I love home cooked everything. Amazing, great, good for you. But if you have seven jobs, that's going to do this. So you need to kind of find a way to make to create your way, but not in the fantasy world, the rainbows and butterflies, in
Yeah.
your current reality.
I really like that. I love that you named resources as well and not just values because you can have values, but your resources do not match. You know what I mean? So I think all of that should play a role in how you build your way.
What people often forget when they're building their weight is that time is a thing and we don't have infinite amounts of time. And so you have to be realistic when you are building your lifestyle with resources you do have.
Because like if so, like there was this time on the internet leash, remember, where everyone's like, everyone has 24 hours in a day, whatever. And now I'm so happy that we're back in the times on the internet where the 22-year-old that lives alone in her apartment is not the same as the mom of three 37-year-old. And yes, we have 24 hours, but our responsibilities are not the same. So,
Exactly.
okay, cool.
That was number three. Number four was no hard rules.
Oh, you know how I love no hard rules. That's my love language, just flexibility and just changing your mind.
I just really felt like as soon as you say, I won't eat fast food, I won't eat sugar, I will go to the gym every day, I will, these hard rules, you guys, they just, I twitch when I hear someone with a hard rule because you are setting yourself up to fail.
And also, why are you doing that?
Because
There's
you think
no like,
what
and
you
yeah,
need
you
to
can
do.
eat. Yeah, you can. So when people, like in my mind, I know that it makes you twitch and you're like, oh my God, you're setting yourself up for failure. I'm more like, what
Why?
do you believe right now in regards to this rule? Because that is what I need to you need to unlearn or unbelieve, or we need to have a conversation. Because the minute you're like, I'm gonna stop pop, why? Like, what belief do you have in regards to, you know, pop and weight loss that's making you want not to drink pop? And why do you have to say it out loud? If you don't want to drink pop, stop making it a rule. Just don't drink pop. Like, that's why I'm like, why are you making a scene? Just do it. Like, I'm gonna stop, whatever. I'm like, just do it then. If that's like really a part of your values and you're like, it's because I know it's not good for me or it makes me better, then just don't drink it. You don't need a parade for not drinking pop. You know what
I
I mean?
think sometimes people think if they announce it, it will like increase the chance that they
It's
actually like do it or show up.
actually the opposite. And I think that if you need to announce it, it's because you truly believe there's something bad about it. You know, like in my mind, I'm like, sometimes like actions speak louder than words. Like, I don't need to tell you that I really want something. If I do it, this is my proof. I really wanted that, so that's why I did it. You know what I mean?
At the end of the day, those four things are really to make sure that you feel successful. You know, like
Successful.
exactly, like defining success, like success is up to you. Like you need to create this way that you can't fail because it sucks to feel like you failed. And if you guys have hard rules, if you expect perfection, if you've got a timeline on your weight loss, then you will start to feel like you failed. And if you wake up every single day and you feel like you failed, and you go to bed every day and you feel like you failed, you gotta stop.
Guys, you can't fuck this up. Like, I love when, you know, Jordan Tight says that. Like, you cannot fuck up your way. Like, and the fact that you think means you have a perspective of what it needs to look like or should look like. Like, there's nothing, and I said this to the girl. I said, there's nothing you can eat. You can never like do something bad. Like,
Yeah.
so stop. The fact that you think that you could do something bad in regards to your weight loss is the problem and not what you did. The fact
Yes.
that you think that there's nothing you can eat today that fucks up for life, you know? But the fact that you think that is actually a problem, and that is what's going to make you stop.
And the whole stop start. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like
of course, of
you're
course.
not like off on, like it's not like it's just
Yeah.
you. You're
It's
off,
like
you're
that
like
girl
the
that had
path.
common. Yes, it's like that
You're
girl that
on
called.
the path.
Yeah. Yes.
And you have the steering wheel. And so it's not, you didn't fall off, like you're not on the ground. You're just making choices that are putting you here. And you're not off the wagon, you're on the wagon, you're driving the wagon. Every single day, what you do or do not do is something you have chosen. And if the path you're going, the direction you're going is not what you want, you need to move. But what it doesn't look like is this. It just looks like a little beep, and then you start down a different path and you beep, and before you know it, you're on the path that is aligning with where you want to go.
I like that. So envision this, you guys. You guys are in a little like your wagon that you keep saying you're off the wagon. Literally, the difference is I see that I'm going on a path of destruction. Like, it's not like my choices are bringing me on this path. What you guys do is jump off. Why are you jumping off? Like, there's always like, oh, I'm gonna shift this way a little bit. There's a little bit more sunshine this way. Like, it's like instead of just like, I'm gonna jump off and once I feel like it or once things are perfect, I'll get back on. Stop doing that. Like, you're always in a wagon. So even if you jump off, your wagon is going to destruction and you're still in it. Your soul is still in it. Okay. Also, what was my, oh yeah, it's like that girl that was like my, I was like, why do you think you're not being successful? Just to hear people's reasons, right?
Yes. Oh, yes.
That is such an interesting question to ask
Yes.
people. You learn so much. Okay. So this girl is like, it's because I don't know what to eat for breakfast. And I said, the problem is not that you don't know what to eat for breakfast. The problem is that you think that your problem is that you don't know how to eat, but you don't know what to eat for breakfast. You wake up every morning and you survive these last amount of years. Like, so the problem is not like what's really holding you back is the fact that you think that. And now that's holding you back because you think you don't have access to like success because you don't know what to eat for breakfast. What did you choose this morning? Then eat that. Like, what? Like, it's sometimes it's so, it's not, we're not frustrated, so passionate. Just so
Yeah.
like, oh my God, let me help you out at.
Yes, let me
And
help
it,
you.
let me help you. And it's not even like, let me help you change what you eat. Oh my God, let's like fix what you're thinking. Cause
Yeah.
that's everything right now. That's the whole, that the reason why you're where you are today and you have not gotten to the goals that you have wanted has everything, not 100% about what you believe and what you think, your thoughts, not what you've been eating. Zero, zero, actually zero, what you've been eating.
Also zero about what life has like thrown at you.
Yeah,
You
that's like,
know,
that's hard to swallow sometimes, Leash, but I'm happy you're mentioning it. This is your BFF moment.
this is like a little bit of tough love, guys. You
Yeah.
know, the reason why, you know, maybe you've gained weight or put weight back on, or where you are. It's not the business you just opened. It's not, you know, that you broke your foot. It's not COVID. It's not the baby that you had. It's you. It's the choices that you made. And when we assign a specific situation in our life as the reason why, it's so damaging because that's giving you the message that you're not in charge, that you're the victim of your life, that you can't do anything about it, and you always, always, always can.
And I think what's important to mention is that you didn't do anything bad. If your reaction to a certain situation is a weight gain of 50 pounds, you did not do anything bad. That's just the results of where you took your relationship with yourself during this life situation. Stop the guilt, stop the shaming. However, I don't want to say responsibility, but embrace the fact that this was where you took your little wagon. And now you can choose. I don't like this wagon. I don't like where this wagon is bringing me. And I make different choices now. It's not, you're not doomed. No, the wagon is not on fire.
You're
Okay.
never doomed. It's never too late,
No.
you guys. Like,
Yeah.
it's never, ever,
The
ever too
guilt.
late.
Yeah. And I think that you, if we, if I think the reason why we hold on to different situations is we feel guilt and we want a reason.
I
So
was just
I
like,
think.
I was kind of processing that while you were talking. It's like, because society has deemed weight gain as bad, we
Yeah,
need
we
a
need a
way to like
reason.
justify why this happened.
Yeah, and you
And it
don't.
wasn't me.
Yeah, and also like you don't need like a physical like trigger of whatever. It's just this life experience changed me. That is a thing, you guys, and that is okay. You lose someone special, or so, like that changes your life. You get a divorce. You get married. You have
Yeah.
a new relationship. You break up. All of these things trigger a change in you, of course. And what you need to focus on, and the only thing that really matters for the rest of your life while you're going through these life changes, is your relationship with yourself and your health and prioritizing that and whatever that looks like. I'm not saying anything bad, but your result of weight gain is a result of your relationship with yourself and the relationship. Maybe what you needed is months of sitting on the couch and stuffing your face. I don't know. No one's judging you. You're judging yourself.
Yeah.
That you need to stop doing that and now decide, what do I want now? Like, how do I serve myself and how do I add value to the relationship with myself?
And the very last thing connects to this because it's so simple, you guys. So simple, it hurts.
Okay.
Stay connected.
Every day.
Every single day. And no matter what you are going through, you have time. It could take 2 minutes in your little brain. You don't even have to write anything down. You need to check in with yourself.
Guys, you know how like sometimes you go through like something like imagine like a divorce and how the moms and dads stay super strong for the kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like because their relationship with the kids is super important to them and like how the kids feel and whatever. And they just like kind of like really prioritize that. Well, you need to be prioritizing that with yourself through hardships as well. We often like, I think it's the easiest comparison or the one that people really feel is the relationship with their children. And we should be highly valuing our relationship with our health and ourselves. It is the only one that is true and that will exist forever until you die. So I think it's like that's the one that you, if you stay connected to that, no matter what life throws at you, like even if I were to friggin' be pregnant tomorrow, which would be devastating in my eyes, and like it would just be like a shock, right? Not in the plan, shock.
Shit.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think all of a sudden, well, I had my third kid, now I'm a mess. Like I'm like, I would still prioritize my relationship with myself, and I would still have time to go to spin. And I was still, I know I would find,
And
use my resources.
absolutely, and it might look different than it did
Yes,
before,
of course,
guys.
but it would.
But you adjust and you don't give up. Like that's our last piece of advice. If you guys are starting your weight loss journey again on this April 1st,
Yeah.
please commit to staying connected. And when you feel successful and when it feels positive and when you're enjoying the experience and when you're not in a rush, like fall in love with the journey and the experience, you're so much less likely to disconnect because you're enjoying it.
Yeah, and it's about you. Like it's about
Yes.
falling in love with your life and who you are and becoming that. Like I think it can be such a beautiful journey when it's not set aside from your actual life. It's actually about you. I think that's the goal for sure. And also like when someone I don't know, quits or stops being connected and yes, maybe regains weight or whatever, all I think about is, oh, they just couldn't adjust. Like I'm not thinking like, oh, it's because they had another baby. Oh, it's because it's like adjusting was probably very difficult and they just couldn't cope in a different way, or it's just the adjusting piece. Like we haven't learned how to do that in other programs, how to adjust, how to like do life. It's like this is the program and it works really well when life goes this way. And it doesn't go this way all the time. So adjusting is a part of the process, but you have to get through that first time and then again and then again, where you get to a point where actually you adjust every day now. I adjust multiple times a day according to whatever I want. So according to the friggin' weather, right? Like it's kind of
Yeah.
insane. You get a call from school, gotta adjust. Okay,
Yeah.
go for my walk now. Okay, what do I do?
And
None
I
of
remember when I was first, on my weight loss journey with Your Way Weight Loss, like that was a skill I had to learn. Like, and adjusting was like it was like huge. Like a snow day would have been like duh, duh,
Yes, like,
duh.
what am I gonna do? What am I like, whatever. So,
It's
vacation.
a panic.
So,
You hit
that
the
took me a long
panic
time.
button.
Yeah. Adjusting on the weekend, adjusting vacation. Like, just there's so much. Yeah. Panic button for sure. Like, storm chips. I didn't know that was a thing, but like, storm donuts, remember?
Never, I'll never forget you guys when we were doing the, if you have not watched our documentary, you need to
Oh, I'm
stop
obsessed.
this right podcast right now and go watch it.
Yeah,
But
you deserve that in your life. The
we didn't
documentary.
realize that there was going to be no food at Tim Hortons right before a storm
Or
or
after.
after a storm.
We didn't think of how it works to get food in the restaurant, that there needs to be a truck and they need to drive to the store. Like we're like, it's just like, you know, it just happens. Like it's a grocery store.
I
Oh
mean,
my God.
having said that though, let's be honest. What other fast food restaurant struggles as much as Tim Hortons? None. When was the last time you went to McDonald's and they told you they didn't have fries?
You're right. Why do they struggle so much?
I don't know, but it's a them problem. Like,
Yeah, I
I
see.
have never gone to McDonald's. They're like, sorry, we like don't
No Big
have it.
Macs. Yeah, okay, I see. No nuggets.
Like, no, they have it. They figured it out.
Yeah, okay, I see that. Okay, everyone, hopefully this helped. And you know, make sure to be on our social media sending us messages because we are doing a 12-week program and it's not a shred. We might be shredding cheese and chicken, but that is about it. But it's really to get you excited for the next 12 weeks, setting you up for that mental success for July 1st, you know, teaching you how to adjust, teaching you the real shit
Real
behind
shit.
real shit.
Real shit.
Yeah, behind long-lasting weight loss. And I don't even want to say maintenance, just life, creating life.
Life.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, have a fantastic day, everyone, and see you soon. Bye.